is it's all about attitude, is it not? If we can go in and we can have the a losing attitude, and it comes out in our performance. We can go about our lives and in quiet desperation, and we're wondering, well, why can't we get things done? Why can't I get my finances up to date? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And it all comes down to, it's what you say to yourself that means all the difference in the world. In 1 John, we talked about God's children. God's children. We're all God's children. Every one of us are God's children. Those that believe in God. But I don't take offense to that. I realize that some people they might tell you that they know about God. They might tell you that they know about Jesus. They've heard about Jesus. But they don't really know Jesus. They might tell you they know about, but they don't really know Jesus. So how are they going to discover Jesus? Through osmosis? Or they're going to discover Jesus through maybe our attitudes, our actions, the way we do things. And I remember when I was a young Christian, I was just kind of getting into this, and I used to watch people that I would like to emulate. And they just had a different attitude than the ones that I used to emulate. And it just made all the difference in the world. I began to think differently. I began to act differently. And I began to go on faith. That's a novel word, going on faith. Some of us don't comprehend this phrase, going on faith. We still try to do it our way. But going on faith goes hand in hand with knowing whose you are. And believe that Jesus Christ was pure, and He purified us, and He strengthened us to go out and share the gift. Now, it's up to us to go out into the darkness. We're very fearful sometimes of going out into the darkness. I don't know about you, but I like to have a flashlight with me. Well, guess what? The flashlight in this dark world is Jesus Christ. He is our light. And if we're lost in the wilderness and dark, in the dark areas, we can always turn on the light of Christ and find our way out. And when we go out into this dark world and we see someone stumbling around, and we see someone that is looking for a helping hand, we might be the only person that person will ever have to connect that person to Jesus Christ. So we've got the flashlight. So will it hurt us by just taking that person's hand and leading them out of the darkness? And when we take that person's hand, we lead them out of the darkness. If they are true believers, and they will reveal themselves to you by their actions, God's grace will begin to flow into them from us, and they will become one of God's children. So it's all about attitude. So let us boldly go where others will not. Why? Because we are God's children. And we have the light of Christ to show us the way. Let us pray.